File 3. Listening 1.
Welcome again to Beat the Criminals. And first on tonight's programme, an update on one of the cases we featured earlier this year. You may remember the story of Jeremy Maguire, whose speciality was breaking into people's houses, usually old people, and stealing their valuables. Well, with your help, Maguire was caught by the police, and we're pleased to say that last week, a court in Tunbridge sentenced him to 10 years in prison. The court heard that Maguire had been making as much as £50,000 a year for the past 15 years. The judge also ruled that Maguire should pay compensation to some of his elderly victims. And now another case where you, the public, played a very important role in catching the criminals. Two sisters, Sally and Penny Green, were found guilty this week in Birmingham Crown Court of committing separate but similar offences on the same day. Stephanie Flamsted, a customer in a small electrical shop, Electric Buys, gave evidence that she saw the younger sister, Penny, taking various items, including MP3 players, from the shop shelves and putting them in her handbag and pockets. She alerted security staff, who caught her as she was leaving the shop. Then, later the same day, Penny's elder sister Sally was arrested by police. A passerby, James Holt, saw her stealing a mobile phone and £20 in cash from the coat pocket of a young mother who was taking her child for a walk in a pushchair. And finishing on a happy note, kidnap victim David Clark, whose story we featured last week, faced the TV cameras today to talk about his ordeal after being taken from his car by a criminal gang and kept prisoner in an old farmhouse near Cambridge for 6 days. The gang demanded a large sum of money from Mr. Clark's family in return for his release, but thanks to your help, police were able to free him on Friday without any ransom money being paid. The criminals, however, have not yet been caught. So, if you have any information about this crime, call us now on Beat the Criminals. And that number is 07901 853 853. The lines are open now and we're ready to take your calls.